medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and listeners, I would love to thank you very much for listening to this session today. I'd also like to thank our sponsors very much, and we have two guests with us, Carol and Sabre, who we have regularly on the show each week. And I'd like to introduce you first of all to our inspirational healer that this show is dedicated to, Atana. You've just heard his music and will continue to hear his music throughout this broadcast. He is an author, a musician, master energy healer, and international teacher. But what makes him really special is that he created a method to help as many people as possible on their healing journeys, and this is called the Atana Method. And the easiest way to find this is to Google him or via his website, which is atanamethod.com. Anyway, today's topic is on transforming energetic blueprints, which sounds like quite a fascinating topic, and you're probably wondering what that even means. So I'm going to introduce Atana to us now so he can explain it. Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful being, wonderful Anna, and our wonderful listeners, and Sabre and Carol. Thank you.
Now, Atana, you have a book that you have put out called Sacred Inner Dialogue, which I have read a number of times. I actually have it on my phone. I bought the online version, and I flick through it quite regularly. And in that chapter, you have a chapter on blueprints, structures. And I just wanted to read a little bit of this chapter to you for a minute. I'll get you to respond. You write in this chapter that that we all experience in our lives, everything that we experience in our lives is part of our blueprints. There are some systems and programs in place that determine our life experience. And then you go on to say that our work as healers and your work as a healer and our work in self-healing is to make all these internal structures visible. So then we have power to make sure that we can transform what's limiting us. So I'd love you just to talk a little bit about further about blueprints and how we can all become aware of them.
First of all, we have to look back into, and this is like very, very much taken even out from psychology, just how it's being said from the year in utero or from birth to the age of 6 or 7, we are in this state of almost a trance-like state where we take in all the information that's around us so that we have all the information required for us so that we can function in this new environment that we are born into. And these informational bits and pieces create structures and blueprints for us so that we know how to flow in the family dynamic, in the environmental dynamic that we're born into. And so that gives us a survival, an edge for survival, where we then know okay, so these behaviors are required for survival, or a more dominant or a more a less dominant approach is required in order for survival. What is the collective, the community in our environment, the group expects of us? And that has a lot to do with survival. So our first impressions, we really get, what do we need to do in order to survive? The most important thing when you're born is how to survive this whole experience. And that is partially responsible for the blueprint. It literally is that stamp that creates these indentions where we can then follow throughout our life in how this earth works, this place here on planet Earth. And that's a major imprint. And with this imprint, we really start our core base blueprint. From there on, we kind of start building on. Think about, you go into an architect and you are having to build a house, a small cabin, close to a environment that's maybe close to a cliff or a drift, and you have to get to a place where you can make this cabin stick. So you create a blueprint. Once you got this blueprint, you go to the architect, then you have your cabin. So think about, this is an expanding house that we're now starting to build onto, and we constantly build on that blueprint, on that house, another room, another part, another extension, another layer, another level. And this is what you can compare it to. And then throughout our lives, we're not the same people anymore that we started out with. We grew. We included more experiences. We're becoming more complex. And so this whole structure now becomes a major, almost like a maze form structure. And the blueprint, we update as we go. And to the blueprint, we can explore by looking at it where we at, or when we're not in the building itself, we can find our way around. And now think about this. We're now growing a city and all like built on to the next building. And they're all literally becoming like a cave system, just like a maze, like a labyrinth. And then we're digging out another part, another room. And the bigger we get, the more complex we become, the harder it is to find your way around it, and the more possibilities for stagnation in these areas if they're not being energized.
Right. Okay. Because in Sacred Inner Dialogue as well, you refer to almost this blueprint as building blocks. That's what you refer to them as. And that actually how these building blocks are placed or played, they have different vibrations and frequencies or harmonies. And then you write, when these building blocks are in alignment, they create beautiful experiences in life. But when they are not, our experiences will reflect the lack of that harmony. So is that what you're explaining there?
Yes, absolutely. You can think about when we have experiences in our lives that are more out of balance than in balance, then usually you can go back finding these building blocks, because in some of these building blocks, they might look like normal masonry, but instilled in that masonry or in that blueprint is another vibration. And that vibration maybe holds trauma, maybe holds shock, maybe holds abuse. And until you're opening that that masonry, that piece of rock or stone or even wood, until you really open it and go to the core, almost like you're x-raying the whole system and you're seeing like, oh my God, in this building block, there's something else in it. And then once you find it and you identify it, you can actually start changing it. Sometimes you see it because the block just doesn't fit there. And you say, you know what, I'm repeating that pattern for over 20 years now. I don't think I want to do this again. Why don't I replace that building block with either another material or something that is more appropriate for me to experience?
And that can seem really hard to people, because sometimes these are extremely painful aspects of themselves or life. It sounds easy just to replace a building block. But, for example, there are certain things that I feel like I've just played over and over and over and over and in my life. Mm. And whatever I do, I can't seem to dig that black block out of there.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah. So what do people do if they just cannot get a block out?
Well, it's just think about even how it sounds. What can people do if they can't get that block out? If the block is literally the block, it can be a building block or it blocks the healthy experience. Here's what we want to focus on. My question is to you listeners as well right now in this moment. How much are you attached to your dysfunctional experiences? How much are you attached to the drama in your life, to the trauma in your life? Now, that has a value. How much do you really need to experience this? Often we experience that so that we don't have to really take responsibility for our own actions. And we say, well, that person carries this frequency, has nothing to do with me. That person came into my life. It's just kind of like, this is, and I'm not, you know, I can't really take responsibility for this because my ego is so sensitive. And then so we create somebody else outside of us that comes closer with that quality, and now quality meaning the drama or trauma that they're bringing us. And then we can decide that we then take distance from it. But we had a chance to see it. The moment we see it, it doesn't matter if we experience it because of the other person. Our attraction to that situation means there's still a part of us that still has magnetic forces to resonate with it. So we have to look at it inside ourselves. And when we look at this in a full frontal approach, then whatever the heaviness, the darkness, the confusion, the drama that this person brought to us, we have choices. We have choices where we can say we agree to this or we don't agree. But at the same time, allow yourself to participate in the self-healing of recognizing where is there still maybe a dust, a grain of that frequency inside of me so I can transform it. Because if there is no resonance to it, it's not going to even affect you. It's just going to just pass by and you don't even recognize it. But if you are having a resonance to it, then of course it has an attraction.
So I just want to recap what you've just said there. So what you said is that a circumstance keeps coming up because you're resonating at the same vibration. It magnetizes itself to you. So what you need to do through the healing process, your choice to go through this healing process is to clear that vibration or to change that vibration or to replace that building block within your own blueprint. Yeah. So it resonates at a different frequency and then can magnetize different situations in. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And you can also, you can look at it as once you recognize it, that's already the first step of transformation. Because you're recognizing something is already out of harmony. That's a big deal. Usually you don't even recognize it because it's such a normal experience. And your system was so used to it that you don't even recognize that something is wrong. So once you're recognizing it already, then you're already on the path of transforming it.
And that is true, Atana. Or in some of the situations that I found myself in, I find them so intolerable, these patterns, because I'm so sick to death of them, that I almost push them away. You know, that is my own experience where I can't look at them and I don't welcome looking at them because they upset me so much, which then I feel even worse. So sometimes my own experience is actually coming to peace in myself so then I can actually meet that experience. Would you say that is something that you find with clients as well?
Yes, and it's beautiful when you get to the place where you recognize it. And even if you have been not wanting to look at it and you come to a place in your life where you say, you know what, I want to tackle this. I wonder why I still think this is impossible to change when I know exactly everything is changeable.
And that's huge. You know, we did a topic last week on addiction, and I found that a really interesting session. I reflected a lot on that conversation that we had last week, and I've done quite a lot of work on myself this week around getting to that place in my life where I really feel that I have power to shift certain things and get out of a victim state of a lot of stuff. But that takes a lot of work. You know, that's not a, you know, sometimes it takes quite a lot of excavating down there to come to that position.
Yes. But you also can see it as an adventure where you allow the patterns to come up to the surface. Because once you let go of the pressure that you're putting on the patterns, specifically the ones that we don't want to see, they automatically will come up to the surface, like literally like air balloons in the water. And they come up to the surface faster than ever because they're not tied to anything anymore, to anything that we don't want to see, anything that we don't want to feel. And when they come up to the surface, you can actually tie them to amazing treasures that are still on the ocean floor and they're bringing with them. Amazing. And I tell you, every dark pattern, every disappointment that we still carry in our system, any drama, any trauma, any abuse even that we bring up to the surface is ultimately filled with treasures that want to be discovered. And once you clear them, you see these are all like literally gold coins and amazing treasures from the ocean floor coming up to the surface. They want to be reutilized instead of just sitting on the ocean floor and not serving nothing than just kind of corroding. And once we have them up to the surface, we can then utilize, and that's all life force and energy. We can utilize it. We can make it better experiences because this is raw life force. And that raw stored life force that's stuck somewhere in the ocean floor, once we get it, with that raw life force, we can do about anything. And we're already functioning beings. Just think about enhancing your life force another 25% throughout your day, what that means.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would like another 25%. I'm going to become like that archaeologist or the digger. I'm going down and getting some good treasure up, Atana. Anyway, we're going to have to go to a quick break and then we're going to come back with one of our lovely guests. So please stay tuned.
Thank you.
Hare Hare Hare.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Listeners, today we are talking about transforming energetic blueprints. And we've just been diving into that topic with Atana, who was talking about energetic blueprints, almost like excavation, digging down to the treasure or diving down to the treasure below and bringing that up. I thought that was quite a powerful analogy of using that, because I know that that's how I experience it. We have a couple of guests today. One of those gorgeous guests is Saber. Hello, Saber.
Ooh, I love gorgeous. I love you, gorgeous. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm even better now that we're speaking to you. Look, this topic is a quite an interesting one, because going down into these blueprints and bringing up the structures of your life, or bringing up the treasure from the deep, as Atana just spoke about, so you can use, is quite an interesting way of looking at life, and not one that I think we think about very often. So I wanted to come to you about this topic and ask you, do you have experience working with your clients around this? How do you approach these types of subjects? I'd love to hear from you about it.
Well, thank you. It's interesting, you know, all of you have been kind of talking about diving into the ocean and water, because I'm going to share with you an experience that has to do with my blueprint, that has to do with water, and it's been quite a journey, so I'm going to share that with you now, okay? So about 10 years ago, I started going through my change, that I call it, and I started being able to see things and understand things more clearly. And I started working with Atana, and Atana and I started to really look at the blueprint and understand more about what's there and what we're working on and what needs to be released and things like that. So around this time, my first son was born. And whenever my husband, and you know, this is more than just mother's nerves, but whenever my husband would take my son in the car, I would get physically ill, like literally throwing up, physically ill, crying, anxious, you know, waiting at the door, waiting for them to pull in. It was really taking over my life. And I had gone to a session with Atana, and I really didn't say anything. And I should have, but when I got home, I just laid on the couch and I said, I don't want to feel like this anymore. Please help me. And all of a sudden, I started seeing all these colors, and my body started to feel like it was numb. And I could see myself in a different dress, in a different time. I saw a car that looked like a buggy with the wooden wheels and almost like an Amish-looking type place. And I saw my husband, and I saw my son. And they're in the car, or in the buggy, and I see them driving, but I see the back of the buggy. And then I saw a pond with the buggy overturned in it, and people screaming. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. And so I started to realize that my son was in an accident, and my husband was there. And so for years, I was having these anxious feelings every time they would leave, right? And just seeing that was like, oh my gosh, this has nothing to do with this lifetime. Nothing. It's just in the blueprint. It's in the DNA material, right? And I'm ready to release it. And so I started to really think about my life. And what I find is so amazing is the first thing that I did, the first memory I have of being on this earth was in a pool. My father was a swim coach at a college, at a university. And that's the first really wonderful memory I have of being a child, of being 1.5, 2 years old. I was in the pool swimming, and all the, you know, he's out there, my dad's yelling and having the kids swim, and I'm in there just floating around with my swimmies on. And I thought to myself, here I am, my son, who possibly was injured in a pool or a pool of water, in our last lifetime, and here I am in this lifetime, the first thing I'm going to do when I get here is learn how to swim. That's the first thing I'm going to do, because I'm not going to let this happen again, right? And so the second thing I noticed is that I went on before tennis with swimming for years. That's all I wanted to do. I was a lifeguard and all of that, right? So everything was about saving people in water. And I didn't realize everything that I did with that was helping me to purge or release that trauma and replace it with something beautiful and powerful. Another thing,
yeah,
which
well,
is
that's awesome. A great thing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And another thing,
I just want to interrupt you for 1 second. So, yeah, anybody
please,
doesn't know,
please.
Saber used to be a pro tennis player. So that's what she was referring to just then. Like prior to her pro tennis career, she was life saving and saving people. You're pretty amazing, really.
Oh my gosh, I love you. So we'll listen to this. So when this happens just all the time. I'm just helping people in water, even to this day. So it just continues. I lost my train of thought there. But
it's taking these blueprints as like of swimming and of changing your life, and then that's what the train of thought you were taking.
Yes, and here's what's really cool. And Natana was talking about this, that it doesn't have to be, you know, when you're on the planet when you're 40. It's in utero. It's before utero. It's after utero. And so when I was, when I first moved to Tennessee, I called Special Olympics and I said, hey, I'm a tennis pro. I'm retired. I'd love to volunteer. Do you guys need a tennis pro? And they said, we really don't, but we really need a head swim coach. Right? And I said, sure, no problem. And so now I'm the head swim coach for Special Olympics. And guess who I'm pregnant with when I'm teaching Special Olympics swimming? My first son.
Hey.
My first son. The son that I believe that got injured in the accident. So in utero, he's learning how to swim with me and teach people how to swim in my uterus. Right? And not only that, he's born under Pisces, water sign, and I was born under Cancer, water sign. So there's so many things that you just kind of like, wow. All of these little idiosyncrasies or all of these little divine appointments, just saying all of this is just a culmination to help you to heal what was one of the hugest traumas that you have ever experienced. And
so,
today,
so can I just interrupt you there? Can I just interrupt you there, Sada? So what you're basically getting at is that you think that a lot of past lives can influence your current life blueprint. Is that right?
Yes, and I don't call them past lives because, and it's interesting, one of our first shows, I explained congruent lives, past lives, as us all being in a pool together. And every one of you, every part of you is in that pool, and whatever you do affects every person or every part of you that's in that pool. That water touches you and it touches everything. That's just science, right? And so it affects all in all space and time, right? And so to say it's past or future is kind of outdated, right? And so to look at it kind of like circular, right? Or to see it side by side, it's all running side by side, right? And whatever you do to heal yourself now, you heal yourself in all space and time, which is past, present, future, right? And so I really, truly embark every day and I say, you know, I just want to get the healing done, right? I don't want to come back here again and have to deal with the same crap that I'm dealing with now, right? I want to finish, right? I want to finish what I've started and bring in some new things, new lessons to learn. And before you know it, You don't have any more lessons to learn. You don't have to deal with this body anymore. You're in a good space, in a good place, right? So
basically you're dealing with all the unaligned aspects of your blueprint that are not harmonious. Is that correct?
That's what I truly believe. And that's what I've experienced wholeheartedly. And, you know, I have so many thanks to give to Tana because he's really opened my mind to that. My body and my spirit knew how to do it, but my ego or my upbringing said, that's not possible. That's not true. And Tana just said, hey, you know what, wonderful being? It's different than you think it is, right? And so you just kind of open your mind, and every day things get a little bit different and a little bit better and a little bit softer and a little bit kinder. And you start to understand more, because if we're white knuckled and nervous and anxious, it is so hard to see, you know, 2 feet in front of our face, right? And so I highly recommend going on this journey with Atana and his work and his books and his music. Even just listening to his music will help you to release, to open, and whatever gift or whatever purpose you have will show itself. That's not a maybe. That is an absolute finite idea that will happen, because you have come here to do something so special, so amazing. And why not just do it? You know, stop fooling around and do it, right?
So that is, thank you, Saber. I appreciate that. I just want to recap what Saber's sort of saying here, because what I'm hearing, Saber, and please tell me if I'm correct, you ultimately become the master architect of your own life. And when you can learn to shape these blueprints, that's when you're able to do the thing that you're really supposed to be doing in this lifetime. Is that correct?
Yes. And anyone who says they're a master, who's a true master, knows you're really not a master at all. There's always going to be more information for you to figure out, right? And so, yes, have I mastered technique? Yes. Have I mastered the majority of the material? Yes. But I know there's going to be more material presented, right? Mm. But you can do this and become a master of your life. And that means that you don't have to get up in the morning and white knuckle your day and worry about things. And you actually have input of how your day will go. And you will learn all of these beautiful gifts that are given to you. It's almost like a maze. And you hear that a lot, the Maya, the maze, the matrix. If you know how to maneuver in it, you're going to get to where you want to go faster. And it's going to be easier. Mm. And you're not going to have to be jumping over the hedge to look where you are in the corn maze. I'm lost. You're going to say, hey, I got this. I've done this before. No problem. Right? And then you do the same thing. You model it for the people around you. And they're like, hey, I'm following her. I'm following him. They got something. I'm not really sure what it is, but they're starting to understand something that I don't understand yet. And it is such a gift to give other people as well. When I have days that I'm stressed or anxious because I'm not perfect, I pull on that. I'm going to do this for them. I'm going to do this for my family. I'm going to do this for my earth family. And that's what kind of keeps me back to where I want to be, where I want to be in service all the time, right? And it doesn't mean I have to be helping people physically. Just my heart is available all the time. And that's something never could have done 10 years ago. Never. Mm. I was a hot mess.
Yeah.
Hot mess.
Well, that is beautiful, and thank you. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will have more on this topic, transforming energetic blueprints. Thank you, listeners. Hello, listeners. Welcome back. Today we are talking about transforming energetic blueprints. Just quickly, if you want to find Atana's work, the easiest way is to simply Google him or go to his website, which is atanamethod.com. There you'll find this book that we're referencing from today called Sacred Inner Dialogue. And you can also find access to all of his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person or via Skype, information about his group or online training, his music, links to his YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram pages, and lots more information about the crystal stores and much more. So I want to dive back into this topic with Atana because getting to your blueprints, which is a core way of us being in the world and surviving, also is about habits. And Atana, that metaphor that you used of sort of almost excavating, I think is quite a useful one, because when people excavate, they don't even know. They know that there's something down there because they can see a little bit on the surface, and slowly, slowly they work a way to bring up treasures. But it is often slow work or work that takes some time. Can we just talk a little bit more about that in excavating what's below and also how that relates to habits in the world, please?
Yeah, for that it requires a self-observation. And often when I do energy work on my self-healing work, a lot of the times I can dig deeper into my own patterns and see the complexity of them energetically. And ultimately, even meditation will bring this up to the surface. And once we see these patterns, it's up to us that we go deeper in them and find out what is the root cause for this pattern. Often we repeat patterns from our parents, from our lineage, from past lives, from areas on eras that are already over, but they hold us back to live in the moment. And here is where it's happening. It's happening in this moment, the cutting edge of the whole of the multiverse, the whole of the potential of the full expansion and the multiverse is available at our fingertips right here in this moment. The question is, what are we going to make out of this? Are we going back into a past trauma or into a past traumatic relationship or experience, or are we staying focused here in this moment? And whenever these powerful patterns are coming up, we have two choices. We have a choice. We're either being drawn way back, and that's our life force. That's our power. When our power is being called and drawn into that past, we can't utilize it. We can't live our fullest potential in the moment. And our other choice would be to fully engage with this moment, in this moment, fully engaging all of our life force, all of our power in this moment, so that we can utilize all the opportunities, all this potential, so that we can truly access our purpose.
And my experience of this work is just of that. So I'm going to come to Carol in a minute, but sometimes I find, Atana, that I can get lost for a little bit, and even I can get lost for a few weeks, and I get caught up in something. And the best way I can actually move forward is I literally have to sit on my meditation couch, meditate, and write it out in my journal, and then actually do the energy clearing work on it. And I use the SIDS, and I use, which is the Sacred Inner Dialogue. I'll often read chapters of the book. I'll use all the hand positions that I've learned, and I work with my crystals, and that actually then helps me break through that pattern. So just on that note, I want to come to Carol because, hi, Carol, how are you?
Hello. I'm
You've
happy to be here.
You're very quiet in the background today. We haven't even heard one speak from you.
I've been avidly listening.
I love having Carol on the show because what how I find her insights so helpful is we break it back down to simple things, which I find this very helpful from the way you speak, Carol. But the listeners and people listening to this program today, I'd love for you to just share with us some of the experiences that you had as a healer working with your clients on shifting these blueprints or bringing them to the surface, or how you can actually, how you actually help people change theirs.
Yeah, so what comes to mind is, say you have a blueprint that you know you're born with that says that you have a long experience in your broader self of other lives or past lives of being suppressed or feeling small, being made to feel small. And if that's part of the unharmonious, you know, like the disalignment that you want to heal in this lifetime, then it's there and available. And what happens, what I see is when we can get to the core of that, somebody comes in and they say, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing this, but I'm not happy in my life. You know, it's like I'm trying to get from point A to point B, but you know, it's like something's, I'm just not there. I'm not feeling good about it, or something keeps interfering. And so we start looking at the layers, and when we can identify, oh, okay, so there's a blueprint here that, or there's an issue here that says, a program that says, I would have to feel small, or I would be being suppressed. So when we come in with that, then, like Atana was talking about it, we attract it. So it's like our system, before we have the conscious awareness of it, when we're five, something happens that makes us feel small. And, you know, something happens when you're 12 that makes you feel small. And something different happens, you know, when you're 20. And it accumulates over time. And so as you're peeling it away, so, okay, you're in doing energy work now, and we're working on clearing this blueprint about feeling small. And so we get, okay, we've identified there's a feeling small blueprint here. Let's clear that. And then that opens it up to, so here it is. It's like that treasure chest that Atana talked about, right? It's like we dug up a treasure chest, and in it is like all these patterns of you feeling small. And yeah. So then because you open it up and start looking at it, then you start to see that, oh, I was, you know, like this happened at work today. And you can start to see how that related to that pattern. And people sometimes say, well, I worked on it. Why is it still happening? Like you were talking about that, Anna, right? Like these things persist. But it's not really that they're persisting. It's that you're picking up one thing out of the treasure chest and you're saying, oh, this belongs to the pattern of feeling small, and I'm going to transform it. And then you found, and you know, then that showed that there was another thing in there and you transformed it. And then there was another thing in there and you transformed it. So it's not that there's, it may not be that it persists once you identify it, but that you're identifying different facets of the same thing. And so you're healing it in like a full spectrum thing instead of like it being just repeated once you've identified the blueprint.
Okay, that's great. But, you know, I just had this vision of this big, beautiful diamond and then looking at all the different facets of the diamond. So it's like your pain offered in that blueprint is actually the diamond, and all you're doing is looking at the different facets of the same thing.
Yeah, like, you know, taking your polishing cloth and, you know, like cleaning up this facet so you can see it now and it's shining, you know, and then clean the dust off of that facet and so it is more luminous and,
Yeah, that's really helpful. Thank you, Carol. That makes it, wow, that's a really insightful thing for me. Listeners, we're just going to go to one more break and then we will be back in just a moment. So stay tuned. Thank you. Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we have been discussing transforming energetic blueprints. We're just speaking to Carol just then about often there's blueprints that keep recurring and you can see different facets of the same treasure chest that you bring up, and I really liked that metaphor. So I just wanted to thank Carol again. I'm going to be thinking about that all week now, Carol.
You're welcome.
It's going to be a helpful one for me. Anyway, I just wanted to announce that tomorrow night, Atana has his crystal class. That's actually on every Friday at 7 o'clock. Atana, is at 7 o'clock p.m., right?
Yes, at 7 o'clock p.m. Everybody's welcome to come in. It's the cost is $10, and everybody gets to keep their crystal, and we have an energy meditation with it, and also like what the stone does and how to work with the stone.
Yeah, wow, great. That sounds fantastic. So, Atana, I just want to come back to you for a minute. If people are struggling with recurring patterns or habits that they just can't break or can see blueprints in their own life that they can see that might be lineage patterns or something that they can see throughout their family, what can they do? What can they do to contact you or to work with you to transform these?
They can get come to the One Men's. The One Men's help to make these deeper patterns visible, and they're like in half an hour energized guided energy meditation that considers everyone who is in there, or even in the recordings, you can benefit from that and see which area you want to work on. You can get the download soon from iTunes or from my site. And also, come to the classes, come to the crystal classes, or when we have events, just show up, because that's like a part that's automatically considered, you know, when I'm working with the group energies. And everybody really think about the complexity that we're bringing to the table. I mean, even our astrological chart, our sign, karmic, lineage, upbringing. We bring a lot of complexity to the table, but often we think about ourselves so little or not really in the full spectrum of complexity of beauty and miracle of life. But we have to really start appreciating ourselves and loving ourselves to a level that really equals all of our potential so that it can come up to the surface and we can actually replace all these patterns that we don't feel they're necessary or life-affirming. We can all replace them and change them. That's the beauty of what we bring to the table. And it doesn't matter how messed up we feel that we are or how little we already changed. Whenever we make this effort and we have this first step intention, that's when our life is going to change drastically, you know, into for the better.
We haven't even brought up astrological charts today. It's something that I actually had a huge passion about when I had mine done. It'll be over 10 years ago now. It really helped me get insight into things I already knew about myself anyway. Like people often think, oh, it's fortune telling. Well, it's not. It's just helping you look at yourself and your skills and your abilities and the way in which you're best to be of service, whether it be in your career or to your family or to your life, to your friendship, however you want to view that. And that, I guess, in itself is a blueprint that you come in with too. Don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And often in the chart, when you have a printout chart, easily put a citrine on the printout chart and see what's going to happen, how supercharged your chart is going to be for the better.
Mm. And, I, you know, in that chart, you know, there can be limiting aspects in that chart, which often then you can actually have a look at to then work on those limiting aspects as well. I actually find that really helpful. So just in terms of bringing citrines in, this is a really other big part of your work. I just want to talk a little bit about citrines for a minute because you love them so much and I have several at my house now that I work with. Could you just talk a little bit about citrines, please, and helping people shift their own blueprints?
Yes. Citrines are some of my favorite stones because when you work with a citrine, it teaches you how to receive and actually also to let go and to give. To receive and to give without that we feel we have to hold on constantly of knowledge, information, or anything that really we feel we have to hold on and create stagnation. Because the citrines, they teach because they know that it's being given freely every second in life. So that gives us a really good adjustment in not hoarding, because we're hoarding even information. Even what we all know, we often have this big library in our head, and there's so much we could share with people, we could help people, and we hold back so much because often we feel like if we give too much of this information, they could be more powerful than we are, or they could be doing something else with it. And my motto is, the secret is to give the secret away. And the more you give this away, the more comes. And the citrine is a very good reminder that there's an infinite amount of information, of knowledge, that we're not limited. Because when we feel we are limited, we hold back. And the citrine reminds me of our unlimited prosperity. That's why I love to work with this stone.
Thank you. So if anybody actually wants to get citrines, you can go down to Tana's Crystal Store. He actually has a new one opening soon. So stay tuned. We'll talk a little bit more about that next week. But I just want to bring our guests back in here for a minute. Saver, do you have any more thoughts just on what we've been discussing today?
You know, I just have a really random thought that keeps having to come in here. And I just want to say, if you are, you know, 40 plus, right, and I'm in that category, and you feel like, you know, what do I have to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, my life is half over, you know, really. And I just want to bring up, his name is Rodney Dangerfield. And Rodney Dangerfield, many of you know, he's a comedian who used to say, no respect, I get no respect. And Rodney Dangerfield didn't become famous until he was about 50 years old. And he became famous with his material that was about a broke, middle-aged man, divorced twice, with kids. And if Rodney Dangerfield didn't live his life and go through what he went through and gain that material, he didn't have that to give to us. So anyone who is 40 plus right now, thinking, what do I have to give? All that you have learned is what you have to give. All of the bumps and the bruises and the so-called mistakes That's what you have to give, and is the most precious gift to give to anyone. So please, don't wait. Do something with those gifts that you've acquired. They're beautiful. They make you who you are. And I would love to see what you have learned someday out in the world. Thank you so much for listening today. And I love my on-air family. I love you guys so much. I've grown so much even just being on this show. I love you guys. Woohoo!
Oh, woohoo! We love having you here too. You always bring in such interesting ways of speaking and thinking and looking at the world, Sava. So thank you. I think it's enriching for everybody that participates on this show and everyone listening as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
Carol, I'm going to come back to you again as well, because this is it's a very interesting topic, this blueprint part. And I just, do you have anything else you want to talk about quickly about this topic?
Well, I think I want to just say to our listeners that I want our listeners to know that the hurts that you have, that you deserve to have them healed and you deserve to feel better, that even though we may have come in with these blueprints that had us attract different experiences in our life that may have been painful or not feel good. This is what Atana teaches us. It's like when we can see that, then it's our opportunity to say, okay, thank you for, this experience, and let's move on from it. I've had the experience. I don't need that experience anymore. I think I'll choose now to feel better. And I want our listeners to know that you all deserve to feel better. It's your birthright. And the Atana Method can help you to feel better.
Yeah. Thank you, Carol. That's great. Atana, just throwing it out there to you, do you think radical transformation is actually available to people? Do you think people can, like, take a big bulldozer and bulldoze right through these blueprints?
Yes. Everybody can do this. My approach in life now and in the past, I was for immediate and radical and instant manifestation or transformation. But the question is, when you take 100 steps forward, the risk that you can with one step also go 100 steps back, that's when you do want to do the intermediate steps as well, because if you fall back, you just fall back one step. So you could do radical transformation, but why not giving it like the benefit and the focus that it deserves and requires? And this is your life. You have been given so much more attention to a lot of other things that turn out being dysfunctional. Why not giving your full attention to this transformation step by step, moving forward gracefully, so you don't have to go to a major detox experience. When you clear anything you do, you want to do in stages so that your body acclimates. Like, consider you come from the deep sea diving up to the surface. You wouldn't be able to come from like 600 feet down all the way up to the surface right away. You would have a decompression phase so that your body can adjust to these new pressure. And that's something, consider you when you change your life, you go into these different layers of pressure, literally up even into the stratosphere, from the bottom of the ocean all the way up into the stratosphere, into the universe. Give yourself decompression time so that your body can gracefully adjust and integrate. But, of course, you can also go in immediate transformation. But give yourself permission to have the love and compassion to actually completely transform what needs to be transformed.
Thank you. That's a beautiful place to end today. I just wanted to thank our sponsors, our listeners, and our fantastic producer, Don, who makes this happen every single week. I'd like to thank Carol. I'd like to thank Sabre. And most importantly, I just have so much gratitude to you, Atana. This work has...
Thank you.
Changed not only my life, but that has touched so many others. And I'm going to leave you with the parting words this afternoon.
Thank you. Blessings and healing. I wish you heart healing more than anything for all of us. We all are feeling still hurt in our hearts, feeling separated from our source. Now in this moment, connect with your source energies. Allow yourself to be one with all that is, including yourself, and know everything is going to work out perfectly for us. It's all going to be fine. Stay focused in your heart, in your love, in your compassion, and everything is going to work out. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, wonderful Anna, Saber, Carol, and all the listeners that are listening to this. Thank you for having us in your life.
And we will...